Martin Van Buren from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. Martin Van Buren was the 8th president of the United States, serving one term in office. He was born on December the 5th, 1782, in Kinderhook, New York, and died of heart failure in 1862. His father was a tavern keeper and farmer. Van Buren was the first president born as a citizen of the USA, as all previous presidents were born before the American Revolution. Van Buren studied law and entered New York politics at the age of 17. He faithfully fulfilled his official duties for a decade and a half. His skill at gathering support for his party earned him the nickname the Little Magician. In 1821, he was elected to the United States Senate, representing New York. President Andrew Jackson rewarded Van Buren's loyalty by appointing him Secretary of State in 1829. Van Buren's rise to the presidency continued in 1833, when he was appointed Andrew Jackson's Vice President. Van Buren was President Jackson's first choice to take over from him from 1837. He easily won the 1836 election. Van Buren devoted his inaugural address to explaining how the American experiment and its prosperity was an example to the rest of the world. His presidency was largely dominated by the recession that followed the Panic of 1837. Hundreds of banks and businesses failed. Thousands lost their land. It was the worst depression to hit America in its short history. Many blamed him for it and nicknamed him Martin Van Ruin. He was voted out of office in 1840 and was an unsuccessful candidate for president as an independent in 1848. He died in 1862.